community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me now, I've actually got Keith and Helen. Hi, hi.
Hello.
How you doing? Oh, Helen's so shy. You're so shy, Helen. Come on, say hi.
Really intimidated.
You got nothing to be intimidated. Don't worry about it. Really. Now you're actually opening up a shop called Five Elements in Kings Road, aren't you?
We've actually been open.
You've been open.
Yeah, we've been open since May last year.
Yeah.
So the 4th of May will be our first anniversary.
Okay.
And we're based at 37 Kings Road, Brentwood. So do come and see us.
Is it all good?
It is all good, yeah. We sell a range of products, crystals, Buddhas, angels, jewellery, what else, incense. And we also provide a range of treatments such as Reiki, reflexology, and of course we do readings such as tarot. What other readings do we do? Tarot, angel card readings, and we've got clairvoyant with us as well.
Right, now I want to talk to you about, this is a different type of shop. I mean, this is not, you know, it's not the normal shop you see in a high street. I find this area absolutely fascinating. But if you don't mind, I'd like to talk to you in a minute. We'll play a record, then I want to talk to you after that about the crystals and possibly Reiki, if that's okay.
Can we? Yeah, of course, yeah absolutely.
Because, I mean, you know, you hear about Reiki, but I mean, my personally, I'm quite ignorant on that. I know a little bit.
Yeah.
I know a little bit, but I'm not quite up on the Reiki side.
Well, Helen will give you the full details, I'm sure.
You can talk, Helen. Go on. Oh, she's...
Apparently, she didn't like reading at school. You can see it, can't you?
You're getting all embarrassed. There's nothing to be embarrassed about, really. You're getting all red.
Pretend you're making a telephone.
So how are you finding things in the shop?
Well, I mean, basically, it started off quite slowly, to be honest with you. But now I'm delighted to say it's picking up.
Yeah.
As more and more people find us. I did a six-month stint on Brentwood Market on the High Street on a Saturday, doing a stall to promote the shop. Uh-huh. And that worked really well. But we're doing more stuff on the internet as well.
Yeah.
Where we do a weekly newsletter. And also, of course, we've got this event coming up, which we're going to talk to you about after the break.
Yeah.
And so, things are looking good.
Right, I want to talk to you now about... I want to discuss with you crystals, Helen, if that's okay, and Reiki. And then there's also a spiritual fair taking place. I want to talk to you about that. Is that okay? Is that all right? Yeah?
Yes.
You're nodding your head there. So tell me about Reiki. What exactly is Reiki, Helen?
Reiki used to be called a hands-on healing.
Yeah.
It's an energy healing.
Yeah.
Can help with emotional problems, physical problems. Just generally makes you feel better if you're just depressed or feeling a bit down.
Okay. And how does it actually do that?
It's through energy.
Don't tell me you plug me. You're not going to plug me into the mains, are you?
No. Universal life energy.
Okay, so you're talking about energy, natural energy that comes from every living being on the earth.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Because there is quite a substantial amount of scientific evidence to say that this does actually exist.
Yes.
And what you're saying is, I mean, in the West they call it the chakras or something like that, or is this completely different? Chakras?
Chakras are your energy centres in your body.
Okay.
But Reiki actually has different centres. They're slightly different to the chakras.
Right, okay.
But they're... it's where you draw your energy and then you give it out. So you draw the energy... in,
yeah,
and then you pass it on to the client.
So would this be closely associated with meditation?
Yes, it is a meditative state, yes.
Ah, right, so we're talking about almost altered states of consciousness, but not quite.
Well, yes, I suppose so, in some ways, yes.
Right, okay, so it's... Because I always, whenever I'm stressed or worried, years ago I used to be quite stressful, I used to go and stand in by the side of a lake in a wooded area, and I used to feel better after 10 minutes. And I looked into this, and it was supposed to be because I've absorbed a certain amount of energy coming from the trees around me.
Well, yes, everything has an energy, doesn't it? Everything vibrates at a certain rate, which is like crystals and things like that. So you can use crystals with your healing as well, with your Reiki, because it's all energy-based.
Right, now I want to talk to you about that. Well, crystals, Now, you've stumbled across another subject. The ancient Egyptians used to make a huge amount of their ornaments and huge amount of monolithic structures out of rock crystal.
Yes.
Is that because of the... Because I know they vibrate and they can actually pass electricity through a crystal.
Yes, yeah, they do. They your vibration can match the crystal energy. So you can alter your vibration through holding crystals.
Right, and this see, I've looked at. Have you ever heard of the College of Sound Healing?
No.
It's a college that the bases their learnings all on this, and they can actually heal certain parts of the body by bombarding them with particular frequency waves to change their frequency back, so that the part of the body is repairing itself.
But they do this with gallstones now, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. You're
it's
right.
The same thing. It's a sonic wave.
Yeah, that's right.
Similar principle. So.
So with the, because you bought me in a nice little bag of crystals here.
We did, yeah, that was your bribe. So you'd be nice to us during this interview.
I'm nice to everybody, don't worry about that. So explain to me a little bit about how the crystal changes a frequency.
Well, just having them in a room can alter the vibration in the room. So you can change the energy in a room by having a large geode. Or you can just have small crystals if you hold them. Just generally have them around.
Yeah.
Some crystals will absorb the negative
vibrations.
Off of like computers and things like that and TVs.
Yeah.
So you put certain crystals near those to absorb that, and then others will help to calm you down.
Yeah.
And others will help to make you feel. More energized.
Right. So it will help to realign the vibration of the human body to make you feel slightly different, better, worse, or whatever.
It'll make you feel better, hopefully.
Yeah, and also a lot of them are aesthetically pleasing as well.
Oh, they do look lovely, yeah.
Yeah, so some people just come and buy them because they like the look of them.
They are gorgeous. They are lovely, lovely,
but,
lovely.
You know, we sell crystals, tumble stones, which is what you've got there.
Yeah, yeah.
But we also sell little dolphins made from lapis lazuli, you know.
I've seen those. They're gorgeous. They are stunning.
Things, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a combination of both, really.
So tell me about the spiritual fair.
Right, well, basically, as a new shop, as a new business, we were looking for ways to promote ourselves.
Yeah.
And there used to be a Mind, Body and Soul event on here. Brentwood Centre.
Yeah.
But that's no longer. So we saw an opportunity, but obviously we're a small business, we're just one shop.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, let's see what we can do. And then we popped down to Brentwood Theatre. And they were quite happy to have us there. So we've got something, we've got the spiritual fair, which is on Sunday, 6th of September.
April, sorry.
Can't Sunday, believe I said September.
Sunday the 6th of April is on, yeah.
Anyway, Sunday 6th of April, sorry, between 11 p.m. and 5.
Yeah.
And there'll be lots of stalls there. We've got lots of readers, treatments. And also, we've got a platform medium called Tracy Fartz, and she's doing a 90-minute session. And we've also got a lady called Rihanna Faulkner, who does something called the Faulkner Tarot Deck.
Yeah.
And she's going to be doing two workshops, again, 90 minutes each, and tickets for those workshops will be £10 per person.
Well, we're going to put all this detail on our website.
Great.
So you'll get, and we'll put a link to your, have you got a website for the shop?
We have indeed, yeah. It's Five Elements Online. What is it? fiveelementsonline.co.uk. Thank you.
We're going to put a link onto our website for all the shop and whatever. So thank you very much for coming in.
Pleasure.
This afternoon.
Lovely to meet you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.